All right, time for another mock draft. Going to do a multi-cat build again, or multi-cat punt build, sorry. I've jumped into another Yahoo mock drafting. Drafting from the 10th spot. I wanted the 9th spot, but this one was empty. Well, this spot was empty. So I thought I'd just jump in and hopefully get the guy I'm after. So, yes, another mock draft. Should be a good one. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, your host. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us on Twitter at FBI Basketball. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Go and rate, thumbs up, like, subscribe, all of that stuff. It really helps us out. Another mock draft. We've got a minute till we jump in. Let me share my screen. So I did one of these earlier today, which was a punt points and percentages, something I don't normally do. Now, this one is a punt build that I do pretty often. So punting, I mean, you'll see it in the show title, but punting, rebounds, blocks, and field goal percentage. So targeting guards, finding bigs that do guard things. So bigs who get assists, hit threes, hit their free throws, get steals. A little bit harder in Yahoo than it is in Fantrax because the position eligibility isn't as nice or as friendly. So in Fantrax, for example, I think Pascal Siakam is center eligible and he's a decent fit in this build. So going to be a little bit trickier, but I've done it enough that I have a bit of an idea of who I want to target. So I am drafting at 10. I wanted 9 ideally, only because the guy that I want in the first round, he goes in this range. So he may go at 9. I'm hoping that that's not the case. The draft is loading now. So usually what I try to do in these drafts is assists early. So I like to get a couple of guys that are going to get me good assist numbers. Steals is where I usually tend to come up a little bit short at the end of drafts. So something I'm going to, after the last few years, I'm going to tuck that into the back of my mind that I need to be conscious I'm getting steals. But in a league, I mean, this is a two-center league again, which I wouldn't recommend doing that to anyone if you're setting up your own league. But I am going to need to get a center early because centers who fit this build are few and far between, at least who are going to contribute positively. You can get your lower volume centers towards the back end that won't really hurt your free throw percentage because they just don't get to the line. But I really want to be getting a center that is at least going to be helping me in two of the categories that I'm targeting. So I will probably go two guards early. And then if it was a one center league, I'd get one center probably in the third or the fourth round and then not worry till towards the back end of getting that secondary option. But in a league like this where I actually need two, I'm probably going to have to get two in the first 7 rounds, I would say. And then likewise, I've got to fill out my power forward spot. Small forward spot, which aren't as hard because you can get wings that get assists and get steals and threes. So I tend to start this punt build pretty much the same. This is certainly a punt build you can do if you have an early pick. You could, someone like a Luka Doncic, Tyrese Halliburton, really good in this build as well. Really got to be strong in points in this build, though. So I'll get a couple of guys early, but I need to be conscious that I'm not sacrificing points to get assists or steals, probably in the first 7 rounds. So I really want to try and get 20-point scorers. So someone like like a Cam Thomas is going to be really valuable in this kind of format, this kind of build, because I can probably get him in the sixth round or seventh round potentially. And he's a guy that could get 25 points, a lot of threes, free throws, doesn't get assists. So let's see how it goes. Draft kicking off now. So I won't set my queue yet. So obviously picking at 10, I'm not quite back-to-back, but I'm close. So I can kind of pair guys up a little bit. So we've got Wemby, Jokic, Luka, Shai. Pretty standard first four. Let's see who goes 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Waiting on Wasim. So he takes Giannis. Good. Definitely not someone I want in this build. So Giannis goes at 5. People taking their time here. That's all right. Well, I'm not going to queue. I always feel like if I add someone to my queue, they get drafted. That's me and my little superstitions. I feel like I jinx myself if I add them to my queue. So I will wait. So Halliburton goes at 6. That's fine. I mean, he was never going to fall to me at 10, really. If we're being honest, I think I have seen him fall to about 9 or 10 in a couple of mocks, but I think that was more people just being wacky and doing some stupid things. He's typically going to go in your top 8, top 7, as is Anthony Davis. Now, Jason Tatum is actually an okay player in this build because he's obviously he fills that power forward spot really early. He gets points, he gets threes, good free throws. Not great in steals. He goes at 9, so I'm not going to take him. So Trae Young is who I'm targeting here. And probably one of the reasons I do come up short in steals sometimes is Trae Young is not great at steals. So I'll draft him. Points, yes. Threes, yes. Assists, definitely yes. And free throws, yes. So he ticks 4 of those boxes out of the 5 for me. So pretty happy. Steph Curry would have been another option there. Points, threes. Free throws, not as good in the assists. And the steals are probably a wash, a little bit like Trae. But yeah, look, he was certainly an option. And Curry goes at 12. Edwards at 11. Haven't seen him going in the first round, but he does here. Lillard next, followed by, well, let's see. So I'm coming up in one more pick. Steve is picking next. He goes with Chet. So guy I love to pair. Now, Harden's an option here. There's actually a few. Harden's an option. Donovan Mitchell is an option. But I like to go for a bit of upside and go with LaMelo Ball. Points, threes, assists, steals, free throws. He basically ticks all the boxes for me. It really just comes down to health. So I've got a really good platform here with points, points, assists, threes, and steals are decent, free throws good. So off to a good start. So I've got a bit of a break here. So this is when I can start setting a queue. So as I said, ton of guys here that I know that I like. So I'm just going to sort of quickly go through and add them all. So Cade, I like. Cat is who I've got my eye on at my center spot. He is a really good fit here. Where is he? Fred VanVleet is very good. Points, he's sort of borderline in terms of points, but assists and steals, really good. Threes, good. But I need to make sure when I'm sort of adding guys here into my queue that I'm conscious of position eligibility. Now, I like Banchero, but his free throws just could hurt this build. He's high volume. Jaren Jackson's another center option here. If I don't get Cat, I don't think he's probably not going to have the scoring upside of Towns, although Towns isn't who he used to be. So either of those guys, I think, could be my first center. They hit threes. Their free throws, they're over 80%. Neither are dominant rebounders, but it doesn't matter. I prefer Cat for his upside in assists. or upside, but I don't know if you call it upside. But Lauri Markkanen is another guy that fits my build here. Power forward eligible, gets me points and threes and free throws. And then we'll just sort of scroll, work our way through. There's a lot of guys in this build in the 50 range. So Quickly, I love Quickly in this build as well. Darius Garland, Devin Vassell, Cam Thomas, as I said. Yeah, look, Kobe White, not too bad. And this is where I sort of, as I said, I've got to be conscious of Anthony Simons is a good one. Making sure that I stay strong in steals, because I can get lost by going, oh, yeah, Kobe White, Anthony Simons, all these guys that are going to get me 20, 22, 24 points, five, six assists, threes, but they don't get steals. So for me, that I'm trying to just keep in the back of my mind that I need to target steals. So someone like a Jalen Williams is not too bad because of the, again, the position eligibility. If we sort by steals, look, Caruso is okay. I took him in my draft earlier. Perfect fit, but the fact that he doesn't score a lot here and he doesn't get a ton of assists. There's a lot of good steal guys late, Dyson Daniels, the Thompsons, but in a build like this, their flaws really start to be a bit of an issue. Anyway, let's go back to sorting here. So it's coming up on me. So Şengün, look, he's gone second round, Scotty Barnes, Fox, Brunson, George, Morant. Still, what, four picks till me. And as I said, I'm looking at center. I potentially would even consider going Towns and Jackson, Jaren Jackson back-to-back if they were available. There goes Markkanen, and so he's gone. Banchero went at 30. Wow, that's early. I'm going to take Towns, although it's bloody going to put him in my power forward spot. I wish you could change that here, but you can't. All right, well, I'm drafting him. I'm counting him as a center because I can move him to center. So although he's put him in my power forward spot there, he fills my center spot. So I'm pretty sure I can keep going and working on the basis of him being my center, and it should let me complete my draft, even if I only have one allocated center at the end of the draft. So Towns, good fit. I guess looking at late centers, if you grab one here and you do happen to be in a two center league and you need to get a second one, it's pretty hard. Kelly Olynyk is a very good fit in terms of what he does on the court, but I'm just not sure how many minutes he's going to play. I am going to put him in my queue. And look, honestly, he might not even get drafted. So Bam Adebayo is okay, assists, but doesn't really hit threes. And his free throws, I know he's sort of around 80%, but I had him in a build like this last year and he really hurt me in free throws. There goes Jaren Jackson, so he's gone. So I'm probably not going to take a center here, but just because I'd be reaching too much. So my queue is really, really full of guards now. So yeah, look, if I look at power forwards, what are we at? We're at pick 40-ish. And again, it'll put him in a small forward spot, which I don't want. I'm actually going to go with Franz here. So I would have him in my power forward spot. I would have Towns in my center spot. So Franz is a good fit. More than 20 points a game, he'll get me. I just think Orlando are going to spread the ball handling out across a few players. So I think he could be sort of five assists, threes, free throws, really good. So, yeah, look, a really decent fit in this build. If I wanted to just – I've got a bit of time now, obviously, until my next pick. So I can go through and just load up a few forwards. Guards, I don't need to worry about. I know who I'm looking at in terms of guards. But if I wanted to go through and look for some – just some power forwards, wings, guys like that. DeRozan is not too bad in this build. Doesn't hit threes. But his free throws are very good. Let's just build out my queue a little bit. So I'm going to be picking at so I took Wagner at 39. My next pick is going to be at 58. So obviously when you're drafting on the turn or close to the turn, you do have a sizable gap between picks. As you can see there, yeah, Siakam is not center eligible here. Tobias Harris is definitely someone I want to queue up. And I'm just going to scroll through. And look, the more you, I mean, you do these mocks, you get to know what guys are good at and where they're going to hurt you. So Suggs is not too bad in this build. Hartenstein is okay. He's low volume in terms of free throws. He's not great, but it doesn't hurt you too much. Trey Murphy is okay. Again, these are these power forward eligible players. Tyus Jones, I like him. Chris Paul. These are guys you're going to target. So you want to get your points early because points you can't get later. You can get some steals and assists. And I think if you can basically lock down your first seven or eight players as 20-point per game scorers, you can then afford to take your foot off the pedal, I suppose, when it comes to targeting scoring late. Let's have a look. So Quickly must have gone, has he? Oh, Quickly went at 41. Wow, Quickly's ADP is starting to climb. Basically where he's losing a lot of the value. I think if you could get him at 50, 40's cutting it fine. I'd probably take him at 40, but... I don't really like it. I obviously didn't get Van Fleet. He went there. Who have we got left? I might just have to queue up DeRozan and keeping that steals in the back of my mind. I've got really only one guy at the moment that is going to be a significant positive in steals, and that's LaMelo Ball. So I probably want to try and get probably a 20-point scorer who's going to get me, I don't know, I want to say 1.2 to 1.3 steals. So maybe Devin Vassell here. Oh, and I'm on the clock. What are we at? 50, 58. So I'm probably looking at probably Garland or Vassell. I think I'm going to go Vassell just because he's a guard, but he does have small forward eligibility, so he can fill that spot. So you can see, I mean, it's saying I haven't filled out my center spot, but I have. So I'm pretty confident all five of my players can score over 20 a game. So I'm on track there. Assists are decent enough. Threes are good. There goes Garland next. So, yeah, he's going in this range. All right, let's sort by points. I really wish they did averages in Yahoo here. I'm going to throw Brandon Miller in there. I'm going to throw Jordan Poole in there. Then we're down into the... Colin Sexton isn't terrible in this one as well. And then you're sort of getting into your 15-point scorers. So there's not a lot of guys left here. once you get, what are we, into the 60s? So I would say once you're into the 70s, it's almost impossible to get someone that's going to get you 20 points a game. Maybe one or two exceptions, but I'm going to really shore up my points now. I'm going to take Cam Thomas. I'm going to take Cam Thomas. Let's see what he can do. He's gonna have his hands on the ball a lot. Maybe his assists can go up slightly. Look, if he can get me close to a steal, I'll take it. So I think my points are pretty good. I want to have a look at standings. I don't care about roto standings, really. Points on first, good. Assists, second, good. Steals, second. Okay, so that's all right. Threes, second. Free throw percentage, second. So build is good so far. Turnovers, look, in a build like this, you're going to struggle to be competitive in turnovers. But the five categories, I'm basically second in all of them. So, happy with the build so far. I do have to get another center somewhere. And, maybe it's a Linux. And just hope that he plays 24 minutes a night. Someone like a PJ Washington, not center eligible in Yahoo, but could be in Fantrax. I'm not sure. So he is another guy that you can target depending on the platform that you're using. What are we, almost at the end of round seven? My queue, I've got Kobe White, Anthony Simons, Trey Murphy, Tyus Jones, Brandon Miller, Jordan Poole, Colin Sexton. So you see a lot of guards there who will be solid enough in assists. Tyus Jones, I'd like to get him. I know he's, there goes Brandon Miller, so he's gone. So my next pick is 82 and then 87. I don't mind Tyus at 87 if he's still available. Assists, steals, some threes, not a lot of points. But if I can get one more points guy, if Anthony Simons falls to me, I'm not sure he will. Jordan Poole is also there, and I'm not down on Jordan Poole. I'm not high on him, but I'm not down on him either. I think he could have a better year this year, and with no Tyus there. I know Brogdon's there still, but maybe he can get a few more, like an extra assist, 1.2 assists per game, and that would really bump up that overall value. And in a build like this, perfect. Lopez, so we're getting close. Five more picks till me. Giddy's gone there at 73. Nurkic at 74. That's high for him. Too high, I think. I think last year might have been best case scenario. I don't mind him at around pick 100, but all right. So Poole has gone, but Simons is there, as is Kobe White. So very similar players. It's really. I think I'm going to go Simons just for the assists upside. I think he's got a little bit more upside in assists. So this is going to come back around to me pretty quickly. And so my team, Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Devin Vassell, Franz Wagner, Karl Anthony Towns, Cam Thomas, Anthony Simons. So I've got seven players, all are going to be 20-point scorers. So I'm pretty confident now that I'm going to be really competitive in that category, and I can start to ease off a bit and start to focus in on assists and steals, really. Anyone that I get that's getting me assists and steals is probably going to be decent enough from the free throw line, and he's probably going to hit some threes. So I'm positioned pretty well here. I do need to get, I've got to get another center, which, anyway, let's go Tyus Jones. And what are we picking? 87, possibly a small reach, but he fits what I need there really well. I probably need to get a center now. So let's filter this. by centers. And look, this is weird. I mean, Aaron Gordon, they've got him as a center. Never plays center. Porzingis, really good fit for this build, but unfortunately, as we know, he's not really going to play a lot. Zubats is someone I'd consider. You're really just scrolling down the list here and having a look at free throws. Just who is not going to tank your free throw percentage. So there are guys that that will do that. So I'm probably looking at... I'm going to throw Al Horford in there. Good fit in this build. Should get a good 2 to 3 months out of him, and then sort of you can drop him, pick up someone if you need to. He's not going to play every game, but I think he'll do enough. Zubats is probably the other one I'm looking at, and maybe Okongwu. Could be someone to look at here. 80% from the line. Should play a bigger role. I think he might start this season. So let me just go all players again there. It's come back quickly. Okay, so we're at 105 now. Olynyk, Okongwu, Horford. Yeah, look, Sexton's there. Is Okongwu going to go? So I'm probably going to go Sexton and Okongwu. And it's whether, who do I think is going to go first? Got Horford. Yeah, look, I'm going to go Sexton. And then I'm pretty confident I'll get one of Horford or Okongwu here at about 110. And then my plan, my plan is with the last, we'll have like two picks or something, is to just go steals. So at this point, anyone I get that is going to get me steals may be pretty ordinary in free throw percentage, but they're certainly not going to be getting to the line enough to have a significant impact. There goes Okongwu. Okay, so he did not come back to me. So I'm going to take Horford here. And look, honestly, he could come back to me in the 11th round, but this is a decision based on position eligibility. So if this was Fantrax, I probably wouldn't take Horford, but in Yahoo, I'm going to take Horford he puts him in my forward spot. Stupid Yahoo. So in my mind, I've filled out my roster here. I've got two centers. I'd have Towns and Horford both at center. And then I would have Wagner at my power forward spot and Vassell at my small forward spot, and then any of these guys here at a guard. So I probably want to get one more forward and another guard. I'm just going to look at steals. As I said, let's have a look at the standings. And this is the issue when you go with a really hard punt. If you look at the roto standings, if we go pure rank, I'm in the middle. You're never really going to be at the top because you're so weak in a couple of categories. But if I look at the categories that I want to be strong in, free throws first, threes second, points sitting fifth, but pretty close. Assist first, steals fifth. Maybe I do need to get some points. Maybe I need to get points and steals. And I'm assuming turnovers, sort of middle, not terrible, but not great either. So if we go, again, as I said, I really wish Yahoo would have the average projected stats, but it doesn't. All right, let's go back to players. And okay, so who have we got? Now, I did say I was going to target steals here, but my points, according to that, I mean, Horford obviously drags my points down a bit. I'm pretty confident I'd be more competitive than that in points. But if we go steals, I'm going to go with Someone who I seem to be getting a lot of is Amen Thompson. This year, I think people are just sleeping on him a bit. I know Houston have got a lot of talent there. I know he might only play 25 minutes, but I think he could be really good in 25 minutes. Dyson would have been my other option there, but his free throws are just slightly worse. Scoot is probably who I could have taken there. So my last pick. Now, I did say I wanted a forward. I wanted a guard and a forward, and I took Thompson. Actually, Thompson, does he give me – where is Thompson? So he actually gives me forward eligibility. So I could go with a guard here, and I don't mind Denny Avdija. There's not really anyone else. I've got a Linux. I don't need a Linux. He's in my queue, but Shaden Sharp. Look, I mean, we're a bit of flyer territory at the moment. I think Sharp could average close to a steal a game. At this point in the draft, look, I take Sharp. I could have taken Malik Monk. Could have taken Gary Trent. Probably a little bit more of a known quantity, whereas Shaden Sharp is still unproven. But, I mean, as you know, in most leagues, you end up dropping sort of your last two or three guys, or at least one or two of them anyway. Dyson Daniels in this build, I mean, on the surface, he's a good fit, but he's not going to hit a lot of threes. And I think he could be at four assists a game, maybe four and a half. But just those free throws worry me a little bit. But, I mean, he might come out and shoot 75%. Who knows? We've got one more. Okay, one more pick. All right. Well, we're basically at the end. Okay, so let's have a look now. Free throws, good threes, good points. Yeah, like I said, I look at my team and I think I'm fine for points, so I'm not too worried. Assists, good. Steals. Okay, so steal threes. So I could probably just target someone like a Malik Monk here. Just points, threes. Alinek was drafted, so coming up on me, and just sort by points. Obviously, don't follow this to the letter, but what about I don't mind Kelly Oubre. I don't mind Mathurin. Yeah, all right. I'm actually going to Mathurin there. I mean, we're deeper in the weeds here at 154, but I think the Pacers really need Mathurin to be that second, third reliable scoring option. So I think they missed him down the stretch last year. I know they obviously overachieved and made the conference finals, but I just think if they have him on the floor as that reliable, hopefully reliable scoring option, it'll make a big difference to them. So we're pretty much done. I think we're just waiting for this last person to draft, and then we'll have a look at my team. All right, so let's have a look at teams. Now we'll go draft board here. Okay, so pick 10. So went off with Trey and LaMelo. I said nice pairing. Cat needed to get him, and he would be my center. Probably through this middle round here. Yeah, I'd like to. So actually, let's have a look at standings and points. So it's actually got Kenji as the leader in points. So if we go, where is Kenji? So Kenji was the first pick. Wemby, Scotty Barnes, Shingun, Jalen Brown, Miles Turner, Brandon Miller, Josh Giddey, Kuminga, Bogdanovich, Keontae George. Yeah, look, I know these are projections. I'm pretty confident I'd get him in scoring. Scotty Barnes, he's probably a 20-point scorer. Shingun, probably. Miles Turner, no. Brandon Miller, maybe. Josh Giddey, no. Kuminga, potentially. Bogdan, no. Keontae, no. Schroeder, no. Schroeder could be a bust. Ivy, no. Trae Jones, no. So, and he doesn't have any of those sort of 30-point scorers like a Luke or anything like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go against Yahoo here and say that I would actually be better in scoring. So, Trae, LaMelo Ball, Cat, Franz Wagner, Devin Vassell, Cam Thomas, Anthony Simons. See, Kyle got Colin Sexton there, some nice little points late. Shaedon Sharpe and Benedict Mathurin could both be not 20, but 15, 16 potentially. Amen Thompson is not going to score, but should get me steals. I didn't whiff on the steals, I don't think. It's got me at fifth, and it's pretty close there. Turnovers towards the bottom, that's okay. Assists has got me at third. Points we did that. Threes at third and free throw percentage at second. So, yeah, look, I'd be pretty happy with this team in a real league. What would I do differently? Not have a two-center league. That would certainly change my ideas here, what I'm trying to do. And even if it, I mean, not the two-center league, but even having the flexibility to be able to put players in positions that I want them in, which you can't do in Yahoo, which is a bit annoying. But yes, I like Wagner there. Vassell, I'm okay with. Cam Thomas, okay. Simons. So I'm sort of okay. I don't think I reached too much for any of these guys. But look, I think that's a pretty good indication of another multi-cat punt, punting big man stats. So obviously, let's stop sharing. Obviously, the next one I'll probably look at is doing the opposite. So punting guard stats, which is a little bit harder because if you break, just trying to keep things simple, if you break the stats down into guards and bigs, guards tend to be stronger in five of the nine categories. Points, the categories that I basically targeted there, points, threes, assists, steals, free throw percentage. That's what they tend to be better in, whereas bigs are the other four. You can't win with four. You need to find a fifth category at least, if not a sixth. So you can punt your guard stats and target guards that will get big man stats like blocks, rebounds, like Derek White, really good in that build. But you need to find that fifth category. So if you're targeting bigs, what are you more likely to find? And I guess on the surface, you would probably go, okay, well, I want to find bigs who shoot threes because a lot of players shoot threes nowadays, so it's easier to get a big that shoots threes. The downside is that if you target a big that shoots threes, there's a chance that they're not going to be overly efficient. They're not going to be a 55%. They might be at 48 or 47. So that can tend to impact that field goal percentage a little bit. And a lot of the three-point shooting bigs don't block shots. There are obviously some exceptions, Jaren Jackson, Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, Lopez. But for me, I'll figure it out when I'm doing the draft, but I think I'd probably target steals. I think you can get bigs that get steals early, sort of through the middle. But then when you're targeting those wing players who are efficient, low volume, they can get steals. You can get wings that get steals as well. So it would probably be steals would be that fifth category, but we'll figure that out. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that one. I'll be back and I'll do another one in the next day or two. Remember all the stuff I said at the beginning. Follow us, find us wherever you consume your podcast content or video content. We would really appreciate that. I'll find my intro, my outro again. And until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.